I'm Jeff Newkirk, the host of Game Changers. I talk to people who have done something to make this world a better place. People who are working to make a significant and profound change. So it's simple. Inspire and educate and let's go change this world. Welcome to the show. Hey, welcome to the podcast, Game Changers. You know, every once in a while you come across somebody it's just starting out in their career that has an incredible talent, and you think that person is going to be huge, huge someday. Well, I had that opportunity last April. I heard young artist, singer-songwriter Peyton Riley sing at a prayer breakfast. It was last April, and I have her on the podcast today. Peyton, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Now, before I get started, I want to thank my sponsor. My sponsor is Magic Mind. Magic Mind is a 2 to 3 ounce little drink that I take every morning with my coffee, and it's full of antioxidants and vitamins like vitamin C, D, B. It's got organic agave, turmeric. I mean, things in here that I can't even pronounce, but it's really good, tastes good, keeps me focused and energized throughout the day. Check it out at magicmind.com. So Peyton, welcome to the podcast again. Thanks so much for being here. I was reading through your bio. I don't know where you have the time to be a kid. I mean, you're only 15, right?
Yes, sir.
Man, oh man, what a talent. So Peyton from Conroe, Texas, you started at age 9 taking vocal lessons, right?
I actually started taking vocal lessons at 7.
Seven. It was at 9 that you started singing the Star Spangled Banner around town?
Yes, sir.
That's awesome. So what was it at 7 that got you inspired and motivated to sing and to take lessons?
So when I was younger, I used to just go around the house like singing at the top of my lungs. And my mom wanted to put some of that energy into voice lessons because I would like sing any song you would give me, I would memorize it and sing it all the time. And so one day she asked me if I wanted to take voice lessons, and I was like so excited. I did that for a couple of years, and then my voice coach finally asked me what I wanted to get out of it. Because at the time I was in theater too, I was singing in that. I told her that I wanted to be like Miranda Lambert, perform for thousands and thousands of people. And she told me that I had to learn an instrument. So when I was 11 or 12, I started playing guitar. Since I was 13, I've been taking this pretty seriously and just trying to get my name out anywhere I can.
You're killing it, man. I mean, you're doing great. And I know that the future is going to be huge for you. You released your first EP in early 2022. Now, for those of us who are not totally into the lingo, what is an EP?
It's 3 or more songs. Most of the time, it's like 3 to 5 songs on there. We just had 3 songs ready, and a lot of people had liked them, so I wanted to show them to the rest of the world.
Awesome. And that was in 2022. And in 2023, you released Long Live Cowboys and Packin'. So those are 2 songs that you wrote as well. Awesome. Upcoming singles recorded in Nashville will follow. I can only imagine those are going to be awesome as well. You are one of 5 talents nominated for Young Artist of the Year by the Texas Country Music Association for the 2023 Texas Country Music Awards. And your song, He Chose You for a Reason, is a top 10 finalist in the 2023 TCMA Songwriter Contest. Man, what an accomplishment. 1 of 5 nominated. I mean, that's got to feel awesome.
Yes, sir. It does. I was very.
So when are the awards?
They're actually this weekend. And I'm really pumped to go see everybody and see everybody's outfits and just meet a ton of people.
So it's this weekend. And is it at Billy Bob's up in Fort Worth?
Yes, sir. It is.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, best of luck to you. I hope you win. We'll be pulling for you. So music has always been a part of your life. As you said, you started at lessons at 7, singing the national anthem around town at 9, and then you performed at the Do-Si-Do Big Barn Stage in the Woodlands. Now, Do-Si-Do is such a cool and unique venue. How did you get on the stage at such a young age?
So during that summer, Kyle Hutton was having a songwriters, like where a bunch of kids come together and they write a bunch of songs. And then at the end of the week, we would go record them. And then the next day, we would perform them for our friends and family on the stage. And it was a really, really fun.
Well, I mean, the Do-Si-Do is just, I mean, it's a venue that you can't really explain. You have to go there to experience it. And being up on the stage, and I've had the opportunity to see you up on the stage at Do-Si-Do, and it's a great experience. And when I saw you, did an awesome, awesome job. And you went to singer-songwriter, was it camp or just lessons from Grace Askew?
Yes, sir. It was a songwriting retreat.
Okay.
In Memphis, I think last October, so a little bit over a year now, me and my friend went and we had a blast. We met so many amazing artists and learned new ways to write that I still use today.
And you go to Nashville fairly regularly. Who have you met in Nashville, and are you working with anybody there? And I mean, how does that just happen? You just like call somebody in Nashville and say, hey, I'm awesome down here in Houston, Texas, let's meet and I'm going to play some songs for you. I mean, how does that work?
So whenever, pretty sure it was 10 was the first time that I went to Nashville. I told my mom that at the end of the day, this is where I wanted to be. This is where I wanted to write my music. I wanted to go to school and perform for people. And ever since then, I've done anything that I could, like make connections. Like whenever we go to like little restaurants and people are seeing, I go up there and introduce myself. And also like a lot of people in Texas have helped me a lot get connections up there for like producers that I can have to go up to Nashville and record with. So it's just like everybody knows everybody. And so through my producer who lives in Tennessee, I've met so many amazing, great people.
Wow. I mean, just sometimes don't you just have to like pinch yourself to make sure this is real? I mean,
yes.
You know, I mean, one day you're in school here in Conroe and the next day you're up in Nashville hobnobbing with some big stars.
Yes.
I mean, it's pretty cool. So who have you met and who would you consider some of your favorites? Country artists or Christian artists, because you sing both genres.
Yes, sir. So actually, I had the honor meeting Lainey Wilson, I think about 2 times ago when I went to Nashville.
Hearts like a truck, man, right?
Yes. Yeah. I got to ask her a question and she is so nice. She like spent the time to talk to every person that had a question, and like her stage manager had to tell her to get off the stage. It was time for the openers to come out. Like that's how much she cares about talking to us. So she is definitely one of my favorite people and I really look up to her, and she is such a hard worker and I really admire her.
Well, she's worked hard herself, as you just said, and big times for her right now. And I know the future is even better for her. But, you know, her, she had a couple songs that were up for a CMA award, right? Or
yes,
like, her, like a truck. And what was the other one?
I think it was like, I know a few things.
Amanda, wait in the truck.
Yeah.
Wait in the truck.
Yeah. With Harvey. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Last right.
Won like 5 awards. It was like amazing.
Yeah, well, she is a good person to look up to, and I'm sure she'll help you as you progress with your career. So, Peyton, why country and Christian? Why were those genres so important to you to sing?
So I grew up singing Christian music. Mostly I kind of started off like that because I would sing it every day at school. Like we would do it in the mornings before we started class off. It just kind of like always stuck with me. The people that I was writing with, they were Christian songwriters. So that's how it started off. But also at home, always listened to country music. While my mom was cooking dinner, we had the Alexa playing it. Or anywhere we had a speaker playing country music. So that really stuck with me. And whenever I was singing my Christian music, I had this little twang in my voice. One of the people I was writing a song with was like, hey, maybe one time, do you want to write a country song? And after I wrote my first country song, I just loved the way like the beat was and like how I sang it. So ever since then, I've been singing more and more country music, but I still always sing Christian music at my songs, and yeah. I still sing Christian songs.
Well, it's apparent when you see you and when you perform that you have a very strong faith and you don't hide that. And I think that's really wonderful. And don't ever stray from that, because that's who you are And, you know, we need people like you. Young people need to look up to people like you who have a strong faith. So I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit, because behind you, I see some old time, what I would consider anyway, old time artists that I grew up with. Do you know all of those artists?
I mean, I know who they are, but I've heard like some of their songs, but I wouldn't say I like listen to them on the daily, but they're my mom's old records.
All right. Well, then I won't test you, but those are the artists I grew up with. I mean, Alabama, Dolly Parton, man, mm-hmm. Johnny Lee. Is that Barbara Mandrell?
Yes, sir.
I was country before country was cool. I mean, you probably don't even know that song, but that's about Barbara Mandrell song. So all of the songs that you've written, how many have you written? I know you've written many songs.
It's probably around close to 75 songs now that I've written.
Wow. What's the inspiration for you to start writing a song? I mean, do you have to like set time aside during the week and just say, okay, I'm going to start writing a song Saturday morning at 10 o'clock? Or does it just like inspiration hits you and I'm going to start writing right now? I mean, how's that happen?
Honestly, I find it kind of hard when people will tell me to go write a song. Like sometimes my mom will be like, Peyton, do you want to go in your music room and go start writing a song? I find it really hard. I like it better like when it just comes to me naturally and no one, like it's not being forced. And yeah,
pressure.
Yeah. And a lot of the ideas, they come off like someone will say something, and then if it's like a really good day, it doesn't even have to be anything that can like be about your life. You can remember it from a movie that you watched or something that's happening in somebody else's life. And some days if it's a good day, it will just like roll off your tongue and you'll just happen to get it on voice memos before you forget it.
I remember, you know, when you were staying at the prayer breakfast, beautiful. I mean, you were just knocked it out of the park. Everybody there was just floored. And I think I'm pretty sure a lot of good things have happened since that prayer breakfast in April. So going from the prayer breakfast, and then, as I said, I had a chance to see you at Do-Si-Do, and hearing you sing some of Miranda Lambert's songs, I have to admit, I was a little surprised going from prayer breakfast to some of Miranda Lambert's songs, but you did unbelievably well. You just knocked that out of the park as well.
So you're
an incredible talent, Peyton. Out of all of your songs that you've written, do you have a favorite?
Yes, sir. I actually do. I just recorded this song, and it's called Fireflies.
Fireflies. Okay. So before we wrap up, would you play a little bit of Fireflies?
Yes, I would love to.
Okay, cool. Because I know the listeners want to hear you, and I want to hear you, of course. So if you could team up with somebody to sing a duet, who would that be?
Probably Lainey Wilson, because she is just amazing. And of course, she's my favorite artist. And I just love her stage presence and her songs and just how like groovy she is. She's awesome.
She just comes across as somebody that's so genuine. And I've heard many of her songs. I'm a big Lainey Wilson fan. I just love how she just like, it's like she's singing right from the heart. You know, it's like real life. Do you have a favorite Lainey Wilson song?
Right now, I really like one of her songs. It's not from the album that she just released, but it's called Dreamcatcher, and I really like it. It's beautifully written.
So how do you find the time now in school, and you're on the track team as well, and you're on the worship team, and you're performing? You perform not just in Conroe or North Houston, but I mean, you're all over, you know, Hill Country in Texas, you're up in Nashville. How do you find time to be 15?
It is really hard. It's a lot of leaving school early, but I do go to a Christian school, so everybody knows everybody. So they understand that this is something that I'm going to do for the rest of my life. So I'm going to go chase my dream. And so they understand that. And that helps a lot with schoolwork. They're a little bit more lenient on me for me to get that done. And track, that's just something I love to do out of school. And if I have a show that day, then I'll miss one of my track meets. And friends, I do have to miss a lot of that stuff. But at the end of the day, it's all worth it. And I still get to do stuff with them.
Well, you're just amazing in what you're doing and finding time to do everything. That's really incredible, Peyton. So in 5 years or maybe even 10 years from now, you said this is your dream. This is what you want to do for the rest of your life, which I think is amazing because some of us, I mean, even as we get older, we have no idea what we want to do with our life, but you know now. So what's the goal? Where do you want to be 5 years or 10 years from now?
In 5 years, I want to go to Belmont College and I want to get my degree in songwriting and I want to play anywhere that I can in Tennessee and just get my name out there. Just really be a light for people and to let them know that to always chase your dream and never give up on it.
That's inspirational. So next question I was going to ask is what advice do you have for others starting out? And you just said keeping focused on your dream, don't give up on it. But some people, they just, they see the challenge and they're not up for the challenge, right? So they just kind of give up. They might have a passion, but that passion's not strong enough to stick with them through the hard times. So what do you tell those folks that, they have a talent, but they're just, for whatever reason, they don't have that positive attitude and that drive that you have. What do you tell those folks?
I would say surround yourself around positive people who can lift you up and keep you going, because there are some really hard days when you have to miss out on hanging out with friends or miss a party and stuff like that. I have my mom who helps push me, and she's like, it will be all worth it in the end, I promise. And there will be more times when I can hang out with my friends, but not another time for this opportunity. And Lainey Wilson is an example of this. She got turned down over and over and over again. You get told no more times than you get told yes. But if you love it enough, then you're going to make it. Because if you have that passion, then you're going to go all the way.
We have to really stay focused on what our purpose in life is. And it seems like you have found your purpose at the young age of 15, which is pretty incredible. And you are an inspiration to others, not just kids your age, but, older folks as well who see what you've done and what you've accomplished. So I would just encourage you, keep it up, keep that attitude positive, keep driving forward, because, who knows what the future is going to be for you. Do you have any interests? I mean, you mentioned track, you're on the worship team, but any interest outside of music that if you had 5 minutes during the day that you would do, like a hobby or something?
Well, one of my favorite hobbies is shopping. So I definitely spend any free time.
I hope you have some big hits coming up so you can do some shopping.
Yes, sir. I love anything fashion, makeup, beauty, but one of my favorite things ever is shoes. That's probably doing is looking for new shoes.
Any stores in particular that you buy the shoes, or is it all online? Or not that I would know any of them, but I know the listeners will.
It's kind of a mixture of both. Like my mom will be scrolling on Instagram and I'm like, oh my gosh, look at those, mom. Those are so cute. And she's like, maybe for your birthday. And just like, I find them anywhere I can. Like sparkly boots, I love anything that has glitter on it. Those are my favorite things.
Any projects right now that you're working on, new songs? I mean, I'm sure you got something going on. Any concerts that you're going to be performing locally or anywhere else, maybe outside of Texas?
Actually, tomorrow, my new song, is it tomorrow? Yeah, tomorrow's the 10th.
You're so busy, you had to check.
Yes, sir. Tomorrow on the 10th, my new song called Love Hills, which I actually wrote for the foster kids, is coming out tomorrow. I actually recorded a music video for that too, so that's going to be coming out soon. And so I'm really pumped for that.
I heard you sing Love Heals, and man, I don't know that there was a dry eye in the house when you sang that song. It's a beautiful poem written by Rebecca Smith Nash, who is the executive director of Love Heals Youth, and you put music to it. It was like angelic. I mean, it was really, really something.
Thank you.
I'm anxious to hear it. And you said there's a video?
Yes, sir. We just made a music video. And I don't have the date quite sure when we're going to put it out there. Once I get it, I will definitely be posting it on my social media pages. And then another interesting thing that is happening is I'm putting together a band and we're trying to book some band shows. right now. So if any of y'all,
so it's not just Peyton Riley's single, it's Peyton Riley, you know, the whole band, right? Yes. Is it, what's the band called?
Just the Peyton Riley Band.
And so when are you going to kick that off?
We're hoping in January, we're going to have a show at the table at Madeley. I'm not quite sure the date, but yeah, I'm super excited for that.
Yeah, I would imagine. So how did you find other musicians to join the band? I mean, you know, obviously you're way up here. You're quite a talent. So how did you find other musicians that would reach that, you know, same level of skill?
Well, everybody knows everybody. So I just reach out to all my music friends and I'm like, hey, do you know anybody that would know, like a drummer or a bass player, or a guitarist? And everybody is so nice and they're so willing to help out. And that's just kind of how I got my drummer, my bass, and my guitarist.
Peyton, remember the little people when you're so big and famous, okay?
Sure, I will.
All right, fun question here. If you could meet with three people, any three people, either currently living or maybe in history, who would those three people be and why would you want to meet with those?
Probably I would like to meet Elvis Presley because I would want him to teach me his cool dance moves because I am so uncoordinated.
Loose with shoes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dance for the life. Then I would love to meet Dolly Parton. I've watched a couple of her documentaries and just her stories. I feel like you could like learn so much from her and just her journey of how she got to where she was. Well, is amazing. Yeah. And
well, she did not grow up in privilege, right? I mean, she grew up in a very, very poor environment.
Yes, sir. She did.
Yeah. And she's done an amazing things with her life.
Yes, sir. She has.
So Elvis Presley, Dolly Parton, who else?
Probably. For some reason right now, I'm really into rock music, like 2000s rock. My dad, we were riding in this car and my dad turned on the radio and Green Day came on. And so I would really love to meet them. They just like seem like so fun. And I would love to maybe like sing one of their songs with them.
Very good. Well, Peyton, thank you so much for being on the Game Changers podcast. I know that your future is going to be so bright and I know you're going to stay grounded and remember us little people when you're big and famous or more famous than you are now. But I know all the listeners want to hear one of your songs. And
yeah,
if you want to play one, that would be great. I will turn it over to you, Peyton Riley. Okay.
I admit it, I was scared. I've been hurt a bunch of times. Couldn't leave the past behind. But this guy was the sweetest of his kind. And God knows he could have been mine. But I had it go and ruin it. All he wanted was fireflies dancing in the moonlight. His hand felt so good in mine. Two step in a truck bed. Four wheel drive to sunset. Promise ring on my left finger, said the diamonds only get bigger. Doesn't that sound like a perfect picture? Loved everyone, no matter what. His eyes sparkled in the sunlight. Heart bigger than the sunrise. Went to church every single Sunday. Pray to God on his worst days. How could I ever let him go? All he wanted was fireflies dancing in the moonlight. His hand felt so good in mine. Two step in a truck bed. Four wheel drive into sunset. promise ring on my left finger. Said the diamonds only get bigger. Doesn't that sound like a perfect picture? And I hope he finds someone who'll make him happy. And he'll look at her like it's the last time. And he'll hold her in his arms till the end of time. And I promise he'll be better off without me. All he wanted was fireflies dancing in the moonlight. His hand felt so good in mine. To step in a truck bed, four-wheel drive into sunset. Promise ring on my left finger. Said the diamonds only get bigger. Doesn't that sound like a perfect picture?
Wow. Awesome. Peyton Riley. And that song was called Fireflies?
Fireflies, yes, sir. And wonderful. I just recorded it, and it will be coming out sometime in the next year.
Well, it's going to be a big one. That was beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing. Now, how do people learn more about you and get to hear your music? Where can they find you?
Yeah, so they can all follow me on all social media platforms at Peyton Riley Music, P-A-Y-T-O-N. R-I-L-E-Y in the music. And I have a couple songs on all streaming platforms like Spotify and Apple Music. And also I have a website, and it's the same thing, PeytonRileyMusic.com. And it has where my shows are. If you click the little hamburger bar, and you can see when all my shows that are coming up, just where you can find me and some information on me.
Well, Peyton, thank you so much for being here. I've said this before, I'll say it many times. The future is bright for you. I wish you the very, very best of success.
Thank you so much.
And listeners, thank you for tuning in to the Game Changers podcast. Today was a special treat with Peyton Riley. And today, I know, was a great day for everyone. And I know tomorrow will be even better. Peace, everyone. Find out more about the show at GameChangersWithJeff.com. And make sure you're following Game Changers on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. We are everywhere. Never miss an episode. We appreciate you listening. Grateful for your following.